Dear brothers and sisters,
this Wednesday, concluding his lessons on the lives of the saints, Pope Benedict XVI confided to the pilgrims who had gathered in St. Peter's Square for the general audience that in his own life there are many saints, but not all of the guides on his path are great saints. He said he also looks to simple saints, those people he has seen in his own life who will never be canonized, who are normal people, so to speak, without any visible heroism, but in whose everyday goodness he sees the truth of faith. This goodness, said Pope Benedict, which has matured them in the faith of the Church, is for me the surest defense of Christianity and a sign of where the truth really is.
Holiness is the fullness of the Christian life, a life in Christ. It consists in our being united to Christ, making our own his thoughts and actions, and conforming our lives to his. As such, it is chiefly the work of the Holy Spirit, who is poured forth into our hearts through baptism, making us sharers in the Paschal mystery and enabling us to live a new life in union with the risen Christ.
Pope Benedict XVI was then treated to Praise of God in Song by a choir who had flown in especially from Canada, and following his greeting to all English-speaking pilgrims present in St. Peter's Square this Wednesday for the last audience before the Vatican enters into the holiest of weeks in the Christian liturgical calendar, Pope Benedict XVI then reached out to the other side of the planet to beam into the third national family gathering currently underway in Melbourne, Australia, with a very special message for participants.
I am pleased to send my warm greetings to all who are gathering at Xavier College in Melbourne for the third national family gathering. This important event is an occasion for you not only to witness to the bonds of affection within your individual families, but also to deepen them with the wider family of God, which is the Church, so that you become protagonists of a new humanity, a renewed culture of love and unity, of life and stability, giving glory to God our Father at all times.
And commending those taking part in the conference to the Holy Family of Nazareth, he invoked upon them the intercession of St. Mary MacKillop and imparted his apostolic blessing as a pledge of joy and peace. I'm Emer McCarthy.